This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In a wild attack near a famous castle. It's creepy, but I gotta talk about it. Three dead, more than 50 injured as a tornado whipped through a Texas town. Hey, hey, everybody. It's just another day in paradise, as they say. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this ship as we enter into all kinds of choppy waters lately. Let's talk about the tornadoes. I lived in Texas. I loved living in Texas. I loved the people. They treated me like, I was their daughter, and I lived there two different time periods in my life. Actually, three, because I lived in El Paso for a short time when I first got out of college. One of my first jobs was at a place called KTSM. I was a reporter there. And I didn't have to worry about tornadoes or other things to contend with, but not tornadoes. But a destructive tornado ripped through Perryton, Texas on Thursday night, left three people dead, two missing, 56 injured. That's the ugly stats of that. And it might even be more. They're really thinking more toward 100 people because of the way this tornado just bore down in this town. And went right after a trailer park, and I mean, that's how tornadoes are. Just whatever's in the path, and we know a tornado can jump, and it can go one direction, not the other direction. But needless to say, power's out. People are sending everything they can to help the people there, because what do they need? Food, shelter, water. And if you see any of the video of it, it was intense. It was severe. But it wasn't just Dallas and parts of Texas, like the Texas Panhandle that I just mentioned, that got walloped. You had Shreveport that had some problems with tornadoes, but intense winds, etc. You had Jackson and Mobile, and Tallahassee. I know we got a lot of people listening to us in Tallahassee, and I've got friends in Tallahassee, and I know that there was some weather to deal with there. In Arkansas, it was crazy. They had just giant hail. But if you were walking and that hail hit you, I don't know that you don't end up with like a giant bump on your head or something. It was just that bad. And people are always talking about, how do you stay safe from a tornado? What do you do? How do you stay safe? And the answer is that the more time you have, the better. But when you have no storm shelter, no place to go, the best thing you can do is what is constantly said, but get into a bathtub, pull a mattress on top of you. Of course, the mattress may eventually get ripped up and blown away, but it may save your life. So it was wicked. In Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, all those spots really, really got hit with it. And now it's switching to a couple of other areas, too. Plus, you've got heat. So let me give you some temperatures. In New Orleans, for you all, 108 on Friday, 108 on Saturday. For the people in Dallas, 107 on Thursday, 105 on Friday. And check out Saturday, 110. Oh. I know that people used to say, well, it's a different kind of heat here. Everywhere I've lived, somebody describes to me how the heat is different. Well, here the heat is different. It's about humidity. But then it depends on this and it depends on that. And heat is heat. Heat is heat. I know it's different. Humidity is different from just pure on you heat. This is one of the saddest damn stories that I've heard. It's so it's just so gut-wrenching. So an American tourist was killed, another was injured, and this is how the story unfolded. They were at a famous castle in southern Germany. They were touring, they were looking, they were pulling it all in, they were enjoying it. Two young women, 21 and 22. They're on a trail, they're hiking. And this 19th century palace was the inspiration, by the way, for the castle in Disney's Sleeping Beauty. And the two women are awe-inspired. They're taking their selfies and everything else. They met a 30-year-old man on a hiking trail just east of the bridge, where it's a great photo op. And he lured them onto a path that led to a viewpoint. Just, hey, this is a great viewpoint. Then he tried to physically attack the younger woman. When her friend tried to intervene, he choked her and pushed her down a slope. Then tried to assault the 21-year-old before also pushing her down the slope. So both women fell 165 feet. A mountain rescue service from a nearby town rescued them both. The 22-year-old was injured but responsive and taken to the hospital. The 21-year-old suffered serious injuries, airlifted to a hospital. She died overnight. Can you imagine? I can't, that they'd be in that situation. How would they think that? They meet another American and not thinking anything like that's going to happen. So they haven't released the name of the suspect and the victim's names yet, but they will. And police are just asking for any witnesses to come forward as they try to investigate the attack. And wow, you're hiking with your friend. You're hiking with your friend, and that happens. It is, to me, just despicable. Why? Oh, why? Obviously not well, but so random. So random. All eyes are on what's going on with the PGA Saudi deal. Even if you can't stand golf, you probably have an opinion on that. The Department of Justice is investigating it. There's a lot of pressure on the kingdom. U.S. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, sent a letter to PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and other four leaders asking for the same thing many players want, more details about the deal. Hey, you can't just slap this on us and then not give us any details about what to expect. So now I wonder, because this is going to all be challenged, and could the PGA Tour, which is a non-profit organization, could it be that they become for-profit? That they have no choice. Ugh. And you think of Jay Monahan, who's ill and not even doing the role right now, is temporarily stepped aside. And here he is, the commissioner for the PGA. And, of course, he's been criticized over the hypocrisy of scolding the Saudis and players who joined LIV only to partner with them. Right? Well, we can't fight you because you have the most gold in the world. So we're just going to join up with you. And now we have the U.S. Open, and you've got people that are out there heckling players. You had Phil Mickelson, who was heckled by some man wearing a sombrero who was ended up being tossed out of the U.S. Open. But, you know, this is kind of overshadowing what good golf is also happening. And we're going to talk about the U.S. Open coming up as we go into the man cave.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
That have asked me about the man cave and the book. You can get it on Amazon, piece of cake. And the new book just got delayed, but it's going to be here soon. The updates will be here. I promise you I will let you know when that happens. All right, no updating necessary. We know that it unfolded. Nikola Jokic is now an NBA great because his Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship, and he was the finals MVP, and he felt the love as so many people came out to support the Nuggets on parade day. And it seems like he's that guy. He was waiting, and you knew something special was going to happen here, and certainly it did. I mean, he just is got this sort of deadpan humor, and he certainly on the court, it's almost like he knows where someone's going to be. And he talks about remembering his first NBA Finals memory he watched as a kid. And now there he is with everybody else going down the parade route, and how magical that must have been. Unfortunately, there was a shooting. There was a police officer who was injured badly when the float he was on turned a corner. There, his wife was hit by some fans throwing beer cans. I mean, just hit in the head, which is ridiculous, but this seems to be what happens sometimes when you have these parades. But the rest of the crowd was excited and celebrating, and it was a big deal. They knocked out the Lakers, and they went on to win a championship. So much conversation is about the Saudis and the merger with the PGA and on the Hill. They're trying to investigate it, and players have lots of questions about it, too. Who knows if it really even becomes a reality. So now it's about golf and the U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler is, you know, has been known as, or was known as, one of the world's best young golfers in probably the mid-2010s. And then he started to miss things. You know, he started to miss cuts. He started to miss. But, boy, he certainly did great in his opening round. He carded a 62 at the U.S. Open, the lowest score, matching the lowest score in men's majors major history and the lowest score in U.S. Open history. And he said, it's been a tough and long road. I a lot longer being in that situation than you ever want to be, but it makes it worth it having gone through that and to be back where I am now. So he had to get himself out of trouble at the Los Angeles Country Club North course, but then he got out of trouble and he had 10 birdies, including three in a row to start off the back nine. So good for him. And all eyes were watching him as he motored around the course. Xander Schauffele also matched him with his own 62. So he had a reason to celebrate as well. It's one round, though. Of course, you got to get through the four, but nice to see them jump out to the start that they jumped out to. Getting that edge is key. Something happened in the world of sports when it comes to soccer, and the Americans beat Mexico 3-0. And I guess it was a semifinal, and it was pretty chaotic. There were some problems there, some crowd problems too. But focusing on this incredible, I'll call it incredible, because, you know, Mexico is pretty tough. I don't know if it's incredible that the men won, but just the way they did it. I mean, they crushed Mexico. And they crushed them in front of a pretty big crowd at Allegiant Stadium, home of the Los Angeles Raiders. So the interim manager had an incredible lineup. And, this made a big difference and certainly made it, pretty competitive. But it was all USA. I mean, competitive in the very beginning. And then that was it. Then it was like, the foot is on the ball and you're going down. You were going down big time. So I don't know how many people watched. People have asked me often about soccer, aka in another country, other countries, football. But, and you see so many kids play soccer and they know all-star players. But does this ever just become a natural part of the conversation? You know what I mean? Does it just become something you have to talk about? I love that they trounced Mexico, I do, and that they'll move on, and they're playing well together. That's for sure. How about this guy? He never disappoints. If we jumped to an individual who has power at the plate and power at the off the mound, the Angels' Shohei Ohtani got the win and tied the major league lead with his 22nd homer. I mean, and it was an incredible blast. The two-run blast in the eighth, 443 feet. Although some would say, well, that's not that big. But they won. It was a big moment. They won 5-3 to take three of four games. So that was a very big game. And his 10th homer, that was his 10th homer in his past 16 games. When the second pitching starter in a row and went deep, he matched Pete Alonso for the big league lead and extended his hitting streak to 12 games. So good for Ohtani. He's a fun player to watch. Even if it's not your team, the Angels, it's just fun to watch him play. All right, how about the Chiefs? They finally celebrated. They got to put a ring on it. They finally celebrated that title with 613 diamonds in a Super Bowl ring at a private ceremony. They did that. And, you know, how often do you wear those rings? Look, there's your Super Bowl ring. And all the players I've covered, when I would see their hands, giant hands, and then you'd see the ring would be trotted out for special occasions, he's kind of right. Where would you see this? How many times are you going to be able to see this ring? He's not going to tool around with the ring, but it is a very pretty ring with some of that kind of scarlet red in it on both initials, the K and the C, and they did an excellent job of coming up with this. And they've got, you know, the three Lombardi trophies are on it, and they have a marquee diamond at the top representing the team's third Super Bowl championship. And then they're back to do it again because training camps open so soon. So they celebrated and then celebrated, and here we are. It's back to the business of football. The mini camps are going on, and I've said this before, and then you swing into the official training camp, and that becomes interesting because there are people that will be cut. There'll be some surprises. Usually, they don't always have to have surprises. And there's always a lot to talk about. There's always a lot to talk about. So get ready for that, because we're talking about just a handful of months. This is a sad story. Ray Lewis III, son of the Ravens legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer, has died. He was 28 years old. So there was an Instagram story where Lewis's younger brother, Rashawn Lewis, posted something out about his sibling's death. But the circumstances and what happened, all of that is not known. There were people that reacted and said what a great young man and what a great teammate he was, and they can't believe it and all of that. But really rough at 28 years old. Imagine losing a son. It's not even out of his 20s yet. Difficult. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a woman who's very, very brave, has written about it, and hopes she can help a lot of people who are in abusive situations.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is brushing aside a reporter's question about corruption allegations from House Republicans. A New York Post reporter asked Biden why an FBI informant file refers to him as the big guy. Biden snapped at the reporter, asking, "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" The upper Midwest is being blasted by wildfire smoke. The wildfires in Canada are bringing record levels of contamination to the air in Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Kogel says the smoke creates an eerie effect.
Like sunrise and sunset, you kind of see those hazy conditions in particular, and the sun looks much more orange or reddish than normal.
Two people were injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade. Also, a police officer is in stable condition after being hit by a fire truck carrying some Nuggets players. Dave Collins, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be speaking with recovery writer. Her book, Letters from a Trauma Survivor, I think is so vital for so many people that in this audience, so many people have reached out to me. I've seen it all over the place, keeping secrets inside and what it does to people and how they're victimized by this. And this book, I think, is so significant and has, in a way, answers to, I believe, what a lot of people are struggling with. So, Recovery, welcome to Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And what was it that made you write this book? What was the motivation?
Hey, Kate. Yes. Thank you for having me. The motivation was really to search for healing for myself and to be a voice for those who may not have a voice in the midst of trauma.
Yeah, and so for you, how hard was it to find that voice? I mean, what were the things that you were carrying around that were just weighing you down?
A lifelong history of trauma. It took many years of therapy and a lot of studies on boundaries and things to be able to have the courage to even articulate some of the trauma I've lived through, like sexual abuse, physical abuse. I've had someone try to murder me. Just some, like, gaslighting from family members and things. It's an overwhelming amount of trauma and trauma styles that I've lived through. And I used artwork to illustrate through like a tornado, which is also in my book, about kind of drawing it out through a tornado, a lot of the traumas that I've been through, just to help express and get it out.
Wow. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, even just one of the things that you mentioned happening to somebody is traumatic, but to have all of that, from even the gaslighting, the sexual abuse, and all the other things that happen, as you said, therapy. How did you know when you started to feel like you were coming out maybe on the other side?
It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But it takes time, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the amount of time it takes, but, I just kept with it. And I have and feel more freedom from it. I just have been able to let go of some of it. Some of it still kind of lingers around a little bit, but, I have so much more freedom from it, and I'm very thankful for that. But it takes a lot of different things and avenues, like such as like not just therapy, but proper nutrition, good sleep hygiene, good boundaries. I have dogs that are a great support to me. So like a huge variety of just things that I do to try to apply to help with my recovery, and what I've lived through.
And what would you tell somebody that's listening right now that's struggling with this? I would say, one, get your book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, because then you know what it's like and what somebody else has gone through. But the nutrition, wow, that's so huge, right? And the sleep, because you're troubled and you can't sleep. And the boundaries. And boundaries are probably hard to set when you've been traumatized. Am I correct?
They are. They're hard. I mean, I never learned boundaries growing up. I had to learn boundaries in adulthood. And just like learning what they are and like kind of the definition of it and how to apply them and then try to apply them in life. It is challenging, but very worth the studying and the applying them, just not only to other people, but also just for myself, having boundaries with myself, I've struggled with emotional eating, and trying to comfort myself with food. And so I've had to learn not to do that, because it just negatively impacts me too much. So, where at one point in my life I was 100 pounds overweight, and I've had to like work hard to lose that weight. I got other physical health problems because of that. I had to learn how to set boundaries with myself too, and not spend money that's not within my budget. But also I had to cut, toxic people out of my life, and have appropriate boundaries with them, and know that the word no is okay to use. Even it's a complete sentence by itself. You don't have to explain it. You know, I can say no to even good things, because sometimes there's a lot of good things, but we can't do everything. So it's okay to say no.
So it's interesting too, and I know this would resonate with people listening, and again, the book is Letters from a Trauma Survivor. We're speaking with Recovery Rider, and you talk about, the boundary, you talk about the no, you talk about toxic people, and who among us doesn't have toxic people around them, and what does that do to you? It just keeps pulling at you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. It really, before I cut some of the toxic people out of my life, which includes people in my family, I kept just drowning in hurt and could never like get beyond things. And I finally learned that even though it felt like I wasn't loving them, I still could love them, but them not have them in my life. Like, it really was heartbreaking, to come to that, but there's so much more freedom now, where they chose not to make any changes for the better and for good health, in relationship wise anyway. And until they make those choices, like, they're going to stay out of my life if they ever make the choices. You know, they have, I had to like even not tell them where I live or, have my phone number. Like, I basically left it at they could have my email address, which a few family members had to get blocked because they broke the boundaries. But I gave them the choices and the options, you know, and chances. But there's a point where I had to just cut ties because it was so unhealthy for me.
Yeah, and it's interesting. When people look at your book and they read your book, we're not going to tell them everything, but what will they learn? What will they find out about as they progress through the book?
There, even though there's a lot of trauma and a lot of hard things that I've said just about that's happened to me, there is hope. There are, like, some very positive people that have done some great things in my life, and I'm very thankful for that. So they're, you know, it's hard. I hope it's relatable to people, and I really hope for everyone's sake that y'all haven't had to live through what I have. And if you have, there is hope. Don't give up hope. I've been there where I felt completely hopeless. But there is hope. So there, through a lot of different avenues. So don't give up hope.
Wow, I like that hashtag, don't give up hope. I love that you mentioned the dogs too, because dogs are therapeutic, aren't they?
They are, for sure. And I have an English lab. Her name's Daisy, and she is in the book. She is going to boarding school in August to be trained as a service dog for me. So I'm just thankful for that opportunity, and that is a huge support for people with PTSD to have service dogs. So I'm very blessed.
Yeah, so that's one way that you continue to take care of yourself, and you talked about the nutrition and how important that was, and you also mentioned therapy. Was it tough to make that leap to go to therapy, and then what was that like, because you have to unpack everything?
It is hard. It is hard to talk to therapists, and it's hard to even just articulate sometimes some of the things that I've lived through, but it is worth it, especially if you find a great therapist that you have good rapport with. Sometimes it takes more than one try, and that's okay. You may not always make that connection on the first try. But you can, there's so many different types and styles of therapists out there that are very, well equipped and trained. So don't give up. Even if the first one doesn't work out, there's other options, out there. And once you find that good therapist that really is, very good at their job, you know, very good at listening, very good at helping you dig through some of the trauma and stuff, and very good at helping just teach, you know, about boundaries or regulating emotions or what even emotions are, things that I had to learn, like, in adulthood. It's really worth it. It's hard. Sometimes, like, I had to get a little bit worse to get better, basically, because I have to feel those emotions. I had to feel and talk about the hard stuff, and it kind of makes me a little bit, it made me a little bit worse, but in the end it made me better. So, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's a hard process, but it was it. Yeah, worse to get better. Okay. Letters from a Trauma Survivor Recovery Writer. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, as we keep mentioning. And before we go, tell us your website.
Yes, my real name is Joe Smoke. So my website is joesmoak.com. And you can find Letters from a Trauma Survivor. It links you to Amazon directly. And I have another book called Boundaries by Millie. It's a children's book that teaches children about boundaries through the life of a donkey, that's recently come out also. So, I was inspired to write that book just because I never got to learn boundaries as a kid, and I hope it helps other kids too. So I have that on there too.
Excellent. Joe, thank you so much for coming on again. We appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nadia Owen is with us. She's in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner. She's joining me on the show to talk about her book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. And it's so, I think, uplifting is what I'm going to call it. The poetry that's in this, her message that's in it, and what I'm seeing out there, and I think other people will be able to relate to. So we're excited to have her on. Nadia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, first of all, your reasons for writing the book. Why did you pull together this book of poetry and thoughts and feelings?
So my initial reason was, well, I first started writing the poetry just as a way to express emotions that I wasn't sure I could share. Just as a Christian, a lot of people expect me and other Christians to always be very happy and sunshiny, like I mentioned yesterday. And I put the book together to let other Christians know that it is okay to not always be so happy, and it's okay to doubt your relationship with God or to even be angry with God. And for people that aren't Christians, there's a lot of division in the world right now, and part of that is people having certain presumptions about Christianity and Christians, and I'm hoping to maybe clear the air there a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just something you said to me I thought was great for everybody listening in our off-air conversation. You just mentioned it. It's okay to have a time of weakness, right? That's being human.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what you talk about. Do you think there's pressure on Christians that, ooh, you must be perfect? So they feel that, and then they're feeling like maybe you're being judged.
I feel like a lot of Christians feel sort of this double standard of people expect them to be pompous and phony in a way, but when they're not, then the Christians are hoping that at least then the other person will understand that they're not being phony and that they really do believe in what they're saying. But when they do come off as more pompous and don't really follow what they're teaching, then other people kind of point to them and say, you know, you're not a Christian, or this is what Christianity is really, quote unquote, about.
Yeah. And Looking Beyond the Clouds is a series of poems going through the ups and downs of Christian life for sure. Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about how do you pull them together? You started writing when you were young. You had all kinds of poems that you decided you were going to pull out. And I asked you if there was one, and you probably like them all, but is there one that you would love to do for us, to recite for us?
I was looking through my poetry, and there was one that I kind of had in mind. It's one of the poems in my book that I feel like it's for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, or it doesn't matter what your walk of life is. Everyone has those ups and downs, and I feel like this poem really encapsulates it. It's called Flying Creatures. We are all eggs, hollow shells, that for now wait to be the past of something else. We may be a little creature, little cutter, small and meek. The noise we may make might not be much more than a squeak. But we could be majestic creatures, tall and grand, mighty eagles with wings that stretch across the land. We can't help what we're born to. We could be a strange thing, three eyes and horns too. But what I say to you, what you do to me, forms us and grows us into what we are to be. We may fall and crack. If so, put your past in the back. We may grow prematurely. That's all right if you learn a little early. When you look around at all the flying creatures, you'll be that much higher.
Wow. Really soaked that in. Very, very well done. And you started writing poetry when you were like 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Did you ever think you would end up in a book and be out there in the world?
When I first started writing, no. My poetry was very much so something I kept to my chest, and people kind of saw me just writing a lot, and they got a little bit more curious, so that's kind of how I ended up sharing my poetry. And then more and more people started saying that I should be published, and here we are. But I never thought I would be on the radio or anything like that.
Well, good for you. It is an excellent book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, of course, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. And I think it's worthy of telling another reason why you put this out there, because it's something that happened with your mom. Tell us that story.
I first started writing poems like this at about the time that my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And when she was diagnosed, it was already pretty developed. And she was one of the first people that saw my poetry, and she kept asking me to show whatever new poem I had. And she kept reading them and reading them, and eventually she did say that this message should be shared with the world, and she made me promise that I would publish a book of my poetry.
Wow, I think she would be so proud of you. And it's just, there's something about it gives me chills to think of that, and the fact that, you know, it had to be tough to lose her and go through that, and then to put that out there in the world.
So for you, what do you hope the takeaway is? And I think we're weaving into this conversation for anyone who picks up Looking Beyond the Clouds, which they can pick up and of course, pick up your book. And what's great about it is they can read it at any point. You can read a poem that lifts you up. You can read something every day if you wanted to do it. What do you hope people take away from your book?
I hope people take away that it doesn't matter what people's expectations of you are. It is okay to, like you said, have that moment of weakness, have that moment of doubting everything, even if it's something that you've believed in your entire life. And it's okay to just take that time for yourself and think things through and find the light in everything. I feel like, especially now, it is so hard to find the positive in things, but just counting your blessings and the little things and putting one step forward.
Wow, what a great message. So now you're a college student, you're busy. Do you still find time to write new poems?
I do occasionally write poetry because it's still very much so an emotional outlet for me. So when I'm just really overwhelmed with things or something is just really on my mind, I will write poetry. I also write prose. So I've been working on a book. I don't know when it's going to be ready, but I'm still trying to squeeze in some writing time in between everything.
Ooh, so you don't know when the book's going to be ready, but there you go. After the first experience, you're thinking, you're forward thinking, and you're thinking about the next one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, wow. What was the reaction to, what's the reaction with your friends and family to having this book out there in the world?
Of course, they are very excited for me. I feel like some of my family, it caught them off guard because a lot of them didn't even know I was writing. So to just get, because I posted on social media and all that, and then they were commenting like, this is insane. We're so happy for you, but when were you writing? And I think another thing, especially when people, a lot of my family came out to support me and bought the book. And when they were reading the book, I got a lot of either they did not see that I was struggling that much at all, and this really helped them to understand me better, or maybe they saw some of it, but they really connected with me and my past better once they read the book.
Wow. Well, I love what you said. Find the light. Pick up the book. Looking Beyond the Clouds. Nadia Owen, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.